Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Megastorage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Megastorage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
We have a beautiful new furniture store in Paso Robles, right next to Walmart. Ricky's Furniture Outlet, locally owned by fifth-generation Californian. Ricky's offers a large variety of furniture, Western art pieces, and specializes in custom sofas. Ricky's bright, beautiful showroom is a breath of fresh air here in the North County. Ricky's Furniture Outlet, on Niblick, next to Walmart, in Paso Robles. The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, August 10th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Antelope Fire near Chelan Y reaches over 2,000 acres. Templeton CSD celebrates 50th anniversary this week. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s. It's 57 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive and Calmetto Lane. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. A fire broke out on Friday afternoon near the intersection of Highway 46 and Highway 41 at the Chelan Y. The Antelope Fire has since then grown to over 2,000 acres, burning in both Kern and San Luis Obispo counties. Both the 46 and 41 were closed in the area on Sunday, but Templeton CHP has since announced they have reopened. The fire is at 45% containment, according to CAL FIRE, but they also say the forward progress of the blaze has been stopped. The cause of the fire is under investigation. The city of Paso Robles is extending the nomination period for the mayor's office in the November 2026 election cycle. The city received notice from Mayor John Hammond that he will not be seeking another term. Since the incumbent is not filing nomination papers, the deadline for candidates to file for the office of mayor will be extended until Wednesday, August 12th at 5 p.m. Current candidates that have filed for mayor are William Britton, Faith Frankel, and Chris Regala. William and Frankel have both qualified. Regala has not yet. In District 1, candidates are incumbent Chris Beal and Linda George. In District 2, candidates are incumbent Chris Bausch, Michael Massey, and Robert Simone. The filing period for the two city council offices concluded August 7th. Templeton CHD celebrates 50th anniversary on August 12th. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
It's funny how the little things can make the biggest difference. Take hearing aid batteries. The batteries work just fine, but opening the package is another story. That's why Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists is proud to offer the new, easy-to-open hearing aid batteries. They're the only office in town stocking them. And for KPRL listeners, Peter has a neighborly deal. Buy one case of easy-to-open batteries and get one case free. Call 805-460-7385. 805-460-7385. Hearing aid specialists.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. The Templeton CST will be celebrating its 50th anniversary during this week's Concert in the Park. The CST was first established by voters in 1976. The CST has remained committed to providing essential public services to Templeton residents, including water, sewer, fire protection, parks and recreation, refuse collection, and more. The CST invites the community to join them for a special 50th anniversary celebration on August 12th during the Concerts in the Park event at Templeton Park, 6 to 8 p.m. Enjoy an evening of classic rock favorites performed by Critical Mass from the 70s to the 90s. The district will also host an ice cream giveaway near the cannon beginning at 6 p.m., followed by a brief 50th anniversary recognition at 7. The Atascadero City Council will discuss proposed updates to its native tree regulations and its zoning code. In its July 14th meeting, the City Council asked staff to amend the native tree regulations in response to what was seen as unnecessary burdens to remove a dead heritage tree. Quote, under current native tree regulations, when the removal of a dead native tree is requested, the applicant must pay full application fees and provide a report from a certified arborist verifying the death of the tree. The amendment to the regulations would allow the community development director or designee to determine whether the tree died to natural causes without requiring an arborist report, and no application fee shall be required for the tree that died due to natural causes. You can attend tomorrow's meeting in person at 6 or listen right here on KPRL. The California Mid-State Fair welcomed 12% more guests in 2026 than it did in 2025. The fair released its 2026 results late last week, saying it welcomed a total of 433,208 guests, another successful year of celebrating agriculture, competition, youth achievement, and community participation. Attendance for the Chumash Grandstand Arena concerts was up about 26% from last year. The junior livestock auction generated record-breaking sales, about $4.02 million, with the top five buyers spending over $100,000 each. The industrial arts auction total was $203,150 for 59 projects. The Miss California Mid-State Fair pageant crowned Queen Gabby Bodenschott and as Queen and Princess Jody Jones and Iris Ratzat. The Diablo Paso was named Winery of the Year, Rock 12 Distillery of the Year, and Sunshine Olive Oil Producer of the Year. The fair will return in 2027, July 14th through the 25th. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Padres beat the Astros 7-2, the Diamondbacks over the Dodgers 4-2, the Tigers beat the Giants 3-1, Marlins over the Angels 12-3, the Athletics beat the Red Sox 4-3, the Braves over the Yankees 2-1. Tonight, the Athletics will face the Rays, the Angels will go against the Rangers, the Giants will face the Astros, the Dodgers will go against the Royals, the Padres will face the Brewers. In California news, Verizon customers in Southern California yesterday were experiencing disruptions to their service after several fiber lines were vandalized. Multiple fiber lines were cut in the Los Angeles and San Bernardino area. The company did not make it clear just how many lines were cut and where the vandalism had occurred. The company said the vandalism is a threat to public safety, not a simple property crime, as damaged communications infrastructure can leave neighborhoods without access to emergency lines and healthcare networks. A city in Northern California had its 911 routine police fire and dispatch offline due to a malware attack. Malicious software entered the city's systems, forcing the city to shut down its entire network. The attack began at around 5:45 p.m. on Friday, and the city council declared an emergency during a special meeting on Saturday. A California driver was arrested by CHP yesterday on Highway 20 during a traffic stop. During the stop, however, CHP officers discovered nearly 500 pounds of marijuana packed inside the passenger and cargo areas. The driver was arrested and booked into the Colusa County Jail on multiple drug possession and transportation charges. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:14.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, last week, the Senate Agriculture Committee failed to advance its farm bill after Democrats rejected the Republican proposal in a 10-11 vote, leaving the legislation without a clear path forward now. Committee Chairman John Bozeman out of Arkansas recessed the markup after negotiations broke down over changes to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. Democrats insisted on a 2-year delay before states begin sharing SNAP benefit costs, while Republicans offered a 1-year delay. Amy Klobuchar, the ranking member out of Minnesota, said she wanted to get to a bipartisan agreement. But first and foremost, that includes addressing this ridiculous SNAP situation. Now, the committee did approve several amendments, including provisions to permanently move the Food for Peace program to USDA and to allow hot rotisserie chicken purchases through SNAP. Another big one that made it into the final version of the Farm Bill 2.0, mandatory country of origin labeling. Now, Bozeman said he can reconvene the committee later this year as lawmakers continue negotiations on this overdue farm bill.
With EcoWorks EC from Helena, you can achieve consistent, superior performance from an organic pesticide. EcoWorks EC is a natural insecticide and miticide designed to improve sustainability and handling without compromising performance. It effectively controls a broad spectrum of insects and mites in a variety of crops and markets in both conventional and organic systems. Visit HelenaAgri.com to learn more about EcoWorks EC. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
Need to sell equipment? DPA Auctions makes it simple. American-owned and serving farmers, contractors, and dealers for over 50 years. DPA connects equipment owners with thousands of bidders through nationwide online auctions every 2 weeks. DPA sells your items right from your driveway or lot at some of the lowest rates in the industry. That's more value for your equipment and more money in your pocket. Try us today and figure out why thousands are choosing DPA. Visit DPAauctions.com.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association reminds you there's always something exciting to experience downtown. From world-class wine tasting lounges to live entertainment, artisan shops, restaurants, and fine arts to a variety of seasonal events. Whether you're a resident, local business, or a visitor, Downtown Paso Robles is where everything comes together.
Downtown, everything's waiting for you.
Go to PasoRoblesDowntown.org.
This is Jordan Cunningham. When life throws you a curveball, you need advocates that will fight for you. Along with my wife, Shauna, Cunningham Law Group is a legal team that understands that legal battles are personal. Whether you're navigating a difficult divorce, fighting for time with your child, or facing criminal charges, we will fight for you. Cunningham Law Group. Family law and criminal defense. Experience with integrity. 805-369-2399 or CunninghamLawSLO.com. Because when it matters most, we're on your side.
KPRL News continues at 6:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. California farm groups are closely watching the trade relationship between the U.S. and Canada, the state's top export market for its agricultural products, as negotiations of the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement continue. The Trump administration last month announced new tariffs on some Canadian goods and chose not to automatically extend the trade pact, leading to annual negotiations. California Farm Bureau hosted a meeting last week with Canadian officials and various agricultural commodity groups to discuss trade concerns and ways to strengthen cooperation. One major issue is Canada's ban on U.S. alcohol sales, which caused California wine exports to Canada to drop sharply. The decline has made conditions more difficult for California's struggling wine sector, which is already facing lower global demand and an oversupply of grapes. Matthew Veal, Director of Federal Policy Advocacy for the California Farm Bureau, said California farmers want to ensure trading partners follow labor and environmental standards outlined in trade agreements. Quote, "What we really stress when it comes to trade is stability and fairness," he said. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. A reminder, there is traffic control on Riverside Avenue from 17th to 21st Street, present from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. on weekdays. Traffic control is due to pedestrian improvement work being conducted to the fall of 2026. Rolling Hills Road remains closed through traffic during Phase 2 of Creston Road's improvements. Traffic control is in place from Orchard and Imbolc on Creston as the contractor works on underground utilities. Otherwise, no reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour for CHP's jurisdiction. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Sunny skies today with highs in the low 90s. Southwest winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the upper 50s. West-southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny tomorrow, highs in the upper 80s. Southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Mostly sunny on Saturday and Sunday. Partly cloudy on Monday. Low 80s Wednesday, upper 70s Thursday, low 80s Friday and Saturday, mid 80s on Sunday, 86 a week from today. Currently, it is 57 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 621.
Back to school is happening soon. Now is the perfect time for your student to get prepared for the new school year by having their annual eye exam, then bringing the prescription to Michael's Optical to choose a vibrant and fun frame. Now through September, save 30% on children and teens frames. Don't forget to explore the new color options of Transitions lenses to match your student's style. Michael's Optical can also provide the Stellest lens by Essilor. Be sure to ask your doctor about the Stellest lens, and Michael's Optical will be happy to fill their prescription. Michael's Optical staff specializes in filling your eyeglass and contact lens prescriptions, and they welcome prescriptions from all optometrists and ophthalmologists. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real in Atascadero.
Look at us, look at us.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The S&P 500 closed at a record on Friday, topping 7,757, and now J.P. Morgan is predicting the S&P will rise to 8,000 this year. It sees prospects of solid corporate earnings and expectations for artificial intelligence spending. Reuters says there are now at least seven brokerages expecting the S&P to reach 8,000 by the end of the year. Apple is said to be testing memory chips from China's CXMT. It's considering using the chips in some devices sold in China to ease the shortage. Apple will need the White House's approval to do business with CXMT. And there's a merger this morning in the medical technology field. Teledyne is buying X-ray imaging company Varex. It's paying $1.1 billion. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive
in the countryside, out to Creston, and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
Hey, this is Linda from Steve Schmidt Topsoil. We've been your family-owned and operated neighborhood landscape materials yard for over 40 years, and we invite you to come let us help you with your do-it-yourself landscape projects. Our friendly staff is ready to assist you with design ideas to create the yard of your dreams. Come see us at Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101 on Ramada in Paso Robles.
Ryan, what do painters do when it gets cold outside?
I don't know. What?
Well, they put on another coat, of course.
Seth, that joke needs some touch-up.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
We paint interiors year-round.
But fall and winter? That's when it's perfect time.
Yeah, perfect time for a fresh look.
We do full interior painting, residential and commercial. We work with your schedule.
Plus cabinet painting that makes old kitchens look brand new.
Clean lines, no mess, no stress.
From one room in your home to a whole office building, tasting room, medical suites, we've got you covered.
This season, call the Peek Brothers. I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
And everybody loves a great experience.
That's Peek Painting. P-E-E-K Painting.com.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore, the perfect Central Valley staycation. Call or text 238-5775, 238-KPRL, to join us on the Monday edition here on The Right Choice.
I'm telling you now, they call me Lovin' Dan. I rock 'em, roll 'em all night long. I'm
the Morning Exchange, KPRL.
Coming up this afternoon, I've got the boys for one more round before they go back to school this week, and then Susanna will be in the 1 o'clock hour. Enjoy that here on The Right Choice. Before we get going, a little update here, a little B-ball from San Luis Obispo County natives, Brooks Lee out of San Luis Obispo. Pretty good game yesterday. He went 2-for-5 with a home run and a run scored, but the Brewers defeated the Twins 4-3. Dylan Beavers, big game for the Orioles, 10-5 over the Rangers. Dylan was 1-for-4 with a walk and a run scored as well as an RBI. Now, it's going to be fun this evening because the Twins and the O's will play against each other. So, two kids that grew up in this area will be playing against each other, Major League Baseball, tonight. All right, keep track on that. Let's see. Oh, got an email. Let's see here. Tree permit. Kevin, if I own my property, why should I have to get approval to remove a tree? And what does native mean? The cities and counties give out permits for contractors to build hundreds of homes. Do they need permits for each tree to be removed? I don't know how that works at all. Don't know at all regarding the permit. I do remember when the work was being done at the safety center or whatever the terms we use now, the police station. They used to call them things like that. Anyway, I don't know if it was the county or someone, but they had a person specifically there on the grounds making sure that an oak or something wasn't messed with. Because I just happened to run into somebody who was working, and I said, what's that person? And they told me, okay. So, regarding the tree, I'd ask the city. I don't know if something is just because it grows here, it's native,
I'm assuming that we have destroyed quite a few native trees throughout the county because of growth. Although, I do remember in a dentist's office, he is retired, that he had a picture of Adelaide. Why, it was either from the late 1800s or the 1900s. And there were less trees out there than there is now, because he had a before and after. And I thought that was interesting. All right. Permits are I would say, a necessary evil in some cases. Although, I do question the necessity for some, not all. I mean, you have electrical, and you want to make sure the structure is sound and so forth and so on. And the cities will say, because this is to protect public safety and so forth, which, okay, you can agree that to an extent, but also to an extent where I think it's a little overboard and I just don't pull most permits. Never have, never will. Never will. I have a licensed person that comes in that is licensed by the state and insured, and they have a business license to operate within the city or county or the state of California. Why do I need to spend more money? Anyway, that's up to your own discretion. But you have to remember, too, there could be some insurance issues, et cetera, et cetera. So, anyway, just a little something there to think about. But thank you for the email. I appreciate it very much, because I can go on and on about permits. All right. Here's something I want to throw out to you. Again, it's your money. It's your money. Now, the county, meaning you, the taxpayer, are going to be spending $1.3 million to fix a problem here in the county. Lopez Lake. They have a bear problem. And human beings are experiencing more frequent interactions with the animals. And this is means that stolen food, trash campsites, and even human encounters between cubs and mother bears. This is according to a county staff report. All right, there's been damage to cars, camping equipment, coolers, tents, et cetera, et cetera. And now they have the staff, and there are signs. When you go to most of these areas, Lopez has been out there and did some camping. There's signs about the do's and don'ts, leaving out food. And so what has happened? More and more visitors have failed to properly store their food. Despite the rules to leave trash in these so-called bear-proof dumpsters and food and vehicles, the problem has persisted. So the people aren't following the rules. Okay. And so they're eating, the bears have more access to food because people are being idiots. So what are we going to do? We're going to spend $1.3 million to do whatever. And once bears lose their natural fear of people to pursue food, they usually must be removed to maintain public safety. Now, how do they do that? Well, I guess you can't get rid of stupid human beings. Although that would be a nice conversation to have. The removal efforts range from using paintball guns to push bears from the campground to trapping and relocating the animals. Sometimes bears have to be humanely euthanized, so says the experts. So the county, again, you, the Board of Supervisors, unanimously approve $1.3 million to get more bear migration measures at Lopez Lake Recreation Area. And it'll be a vital tool, again, according to the county, to keep bears wild and out of the campground. Well, if you have morons going there to camp, how are you going to do that? And besides, I'm going to sound like a PETA activist here. It's their home. They're not the problem. The people are. Maybe Darwin's theory should just be Darwin's theory and not spend $1.3 million because people are idiots. So, there you go. Again, there's plenty of signs, and before you go camping, you should probably read up in something like that. And if you're an adult, and if you don't know by now, then you're probably a moron anyway. So, anyway, more of your money being spent. So, there you go. Okay, so, here's something to consider that it's not here in this county, but, as I often like to mention, it could be coming to a county near you, particularly since we're in California, because the pimps or leeches that run the government, they're always looking for more money. They have to have more money because they can't control it. So there is a 19-cent parcel tax. It's heading to the voters. And this is to fund a 10-year fire plan. If you remember a couple years ago, it was Cal Fire. I forget what the bill or the measure, whatever, but it was going to add another $150. I forget if it was an acre or whatever to people in rural lands. And that was shot down or reversed. I forget exactly what happened. Some of you probably still remember. Now, this 19-cent parcel tax, well, you think, okay, that's, you know, that's not bad. However, it's 19 cents per square foot. And, of course, the money is earmarked for fire facilities, personnel, equipment, and emergency communication. I guess we haven't been using any tax money for these things to begin with. So we're going to do that. So the people will have a opportunity to vote on that. But I'm just throwing it out there to keep, by the way, this is in Pasadena, just to keep it in your minds because, again, these things shift from town to town or county to county, a little something there. So, again, beware if you see it and say, well, that's crazy. It'd be interesting to see what the people in Pasadena, because I'm sure that if they don't vote for it, Armageddon will happen. And the facilities will shut down, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We're always threatened with that. And here's something that it turned out okay, but government. I don't know if you heard this story, and it may have gone national. This father, what he wanted to do was, this is up in the Bay Area, he just wanted to spend an afternoon playing tennis with his children. But he ended up being questioned by park rangers who believed he was illegally teaching his kids how to play tennis without a permit. It's funny how we start today with permits. Now, he was practicing with a 6-year-old daughter and his 9-year-old son. And for those of you, you would know this area that you've been up there, the Golden Gate Heights Park. It's very pretty up there. So he thought it would be, you know, nice. They want to learn. I'm going to help them out and stuff like that. So they go out and they're playing some tennis. And then after about 20 minutes into this, two San Francisco Recreation and Parks Department rangers approached and asked whether he had a permit to teach tennis. And, you know, he was a little taken back by that. Now, the conversation, according to the dad, ended when one of the children spoke up and said, he's my daddy. Now, they weren't cited, but the ranger told the father that the penalty for teaching without a permit could have been $192. My question is, how would they know or not? Or, well, I guess you would have to show the permit. Or couldn't you just say, well, this is my friend. I'm teaching him how to play tennis and so forth. But think about that. To go to a public park and out of nowhere, out of the blue, they came over and asked him for this. Now, obviously, nothing happened except an interruption and so forth and so on. But would anybody consider this a little bit of a government overreach? Now, you know, the dad was calm and cool about this. He didn't escalate the problem, escalate, because you could see where if this were to happen, somebody may really get ticked off and just kind of explode with some rage and so forth. So anyway, there you go with a couple of things to start off this morning regarding your government and what's headed, or I mean, what's going on. All right, 238-5775. Okay, Let me see here on the text. I had to get a new permit for my paint booth because I moved my shop through the APCD. The rep permit fee was $2,300, which was not bad, but if it was not paid within 30 days, there is a 50% penalty. Now, I think that's a little excessive. Tyranny. A 50% penalty? Heck yeah, it is. And I'm just assuming that this is not for your personal use, but for business. Anybody else remember the Bear Cub by Target shooting center back in 23? They waited hours for it to come down, so they tranquilized it and caught it and supposedly released it into the wild. Haven't heard anything since. No, I haven't heard from the bear either. But I don't know how many of you remember. I mean, this is years ago. As a matter of fact, this is when I first got here because we broadcast it. There was a bear in the downtown, I think it was a cub, in the downtown city park. It was a late Saturday morning, and I forget all the details because, again, I just started here and I was helping someone else who was going on the air for the first time. And we were doing it from the what we call the Marty system, is to interrupt the broadcast and go live to someone that was down there at the city park. And I forgot, because apparently what happened is word got out and quite a few guys showed up in the city park with guns. And again, I don't remember the outcome of it. But the animals are around us. And if you're going to do stupid things, maybe stupid things should happen to you. Protect yourselves, though, but don't be stupid. All right, thanks for that on the forgot the one at the Target Shopping Center. And what was the other? Okay, here's another one that goes back years. It was down in the South County, and it was a new guy. I think it was CHP or Sheriff. I forget. Anyway, he was not from around the area and apparently wasn't familiar with cattle. And I don't know if it was on a highway or, you know, an off-road, maybe Bedarabia or, you know, something like that down there. And I guess, you know, a couple of the cows got out or something like that. And he ended up shooting, killing one or two of them. And it was like, what did you do this for? And I don't think anything ever happened to him. He was just naive and didn't know how to handle the situation. So anyway, I do remember. That's probably maybe 20 years ago. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I heard a blurb on the radio or somewhere on YouTube or something, but they were talking about, you know, the number one cause of death for baby bears. And do you have any idea what that is?
Mama bears.
Daddy bears.
What?
The daddy bears killed the cubs.
Oh, okay. What's the reason?
So what the mom? Well, something I don't know. I'm not a bear. I can't imagine. But anyhow, what the problem they're having now is the mama bears have figured out that if they keep the baby bears around people, that the daddy bears don't come around so much. So now you've got a bunch of baby bears that are just more used to being around people.
All right. So.
Well, here you go. That's kind of, you know, this is kind of how the bears are just getting more comfortable around people, the little ones especially.
What's the other? Well, there's quite a few species that kill their own or their young, isn't there?
I understand lions, you know, some of the big cats do too. Trust me, that's not my field of expertise, but yeah, I understand that too.
Or even some, they instinctively, if there's something wrong with the infant, that they kill it?
That could be.
Okay, so what do you think about spending $1.3 million because of people being stupid?
Well, you know something, it's not enough and it's too much at the same time. What can you say? You know, they're not, typically, what are they going to do about it? They're going to, what are we going to do? We're going to make a dumpster that's bear-proof. That'll cost $1.3 million.
Well, they already have that. There are just some other things they're looking at. But, you know, when I see that people simply aren't following the rules, if you're not following the rules and you're out in Mother Nature and something happens, I'm not going to do a GoFundMe account for your stupidity.
Yeah, well, it seems to me the park rangers have time to go hassle a guy teaching his kids how to play tennis. So,
well, I don't know what they do. You know, when they, you know, especially obviously during this time of the year when there's going to be more people camping, I don't know if they go to campsites and just stop by and say hi, or I have no idea. I've never
had. That's what I mean. I've been to Lopez Lake a number of times. I mean, when I was a kid, and you know, I remember driving up there, and there you are, and a squirrel, I think, was one of the campgrounds, and you know, just for it, that's what the one we went to when we went there, and you know, I look around, and they had a. Like a lot of them, they had a fire circle and a picnic table, and they had a lot of them had like a metal locker that was above the ground. That's where you're supposed to put your food.
Yeah, they have a couple of things over in Montana Diarro too, and the rangers there again. You know, they may say hi to you or something like that, but I don't remember them coming over specifically. And you know, maybe they have the instinct and the wherewithal, and maybe they have. They can kind of sense people that need to be maybe looked at or talked to.
They have like a stupid people radar.
Well,
you see them driving in. Is it? Oh my gosh! There's
now,
one.
come on, man! If you've been anywhere camping or whatever, you can kind of sense like I don't want to be near this person.
Yeah, well, you know, a dead giveaway is when they can't back their trailer into the spot.
Well, that would be me. You wouldn't want me there. I can't back trailers.
Yeah, I remember when I was about 16 years old, I was down at the beach. We lived in Rio Grande, and I remember there was a guy yelling at his wife trying to back it in, and I told the guy I could back his trailer in. And long story short, before I was done, I had three trailers and $60 in my pocket. And that was a lot of money back in 1978.
Yeah. Well, Linda and I used to do DJ work. For the boogeyman, and we had to use because back then the equipment was big, so it was.
Oh, yeah.
And so we had to have, I had to go over to the boogeyman's house there in Templeton and pick up his trailer. And some of the places that we would have to go into, there's no way. A couple of times I would embarrass Linda where I would have a total stranger back it up for me, or. I would park so far away because it was just easier to get in and out that we had to haul this stuff, you know, a couple of hundred yards instead of 10 feet.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's an old saying, know your limitations.
Yeah, well, I know. I mean, I never learned how to do it. So, anyway.
Good. All right, Kevin. Thanks much. Talk to you later.
All right. Take care. We're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in North County. The California Mid-State Fair released its 2026 results late last week, saying it welcomed over 433,000 guests this year. Chumash Concerts was about up 26% from last year. The Junior Livestock Auction generated record-breaking sales, about $4.02 million. The Industrial Arts Auction total was also about $203,000 for 59 projects. Templeton CSD will be celebrating its 50th anniversary during this week's Concert in the Park. This week's concert and 50th anniversary celebration will be August 12th from 6 to 8 p.m. in the Templeton Park. Enjoy an evening of classic rock favorites performed by Critical Mass from the 70s to the 90s. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s. It's 57 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News.
I'm Sue Guzman. President Trump pivoting away from military action in Iran, according to a new Axios report.
Instead, the administration is going to increase economic pressure. The president says that they are semi-negotiating. It comes as Iran issued new demands, which include wanting the U.S. to lift its naval blockade, pay for Iran war damages, and unfreeze Iranian assets.
Fox's Alex Hogan reporting Israel rejecting the Board of Peace's proposal for peace in Gaza, saying it won't pull out its troops until Hamas is disarmed. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Mike Walson, says Israel should not be concerned.
These are some details, gotcha. Are important details, but at the end of the day, we are going to disarm Hamas. It's an ISIS-like terrorist organization, and we will have a new Gaza.
Walson on Fox's One Nation with Brian Kilmeade. America's listening to Fox News.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants.
I'm Helen Duringer, David's wife. I was raised in Soviet Ukraine, and since coming here in 1995, I've tried to warn others about communism taking hold. Now everyone can see it. How did Ukraine defeat communism? We did it with strong families. That's why communists target the American families. So fight back with your family trust. God bless America.
If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv. LAWNEWS.
9 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice KPRL Sports, brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
Wrapping up the baseball weekend, the American League leading Rays win their 6th straight, down in the Mariners 4-1. Brewers topped the Twins 4-3 in 10 innings. Jake Bowers went deep, then singled in the walk-off winner. Milwaukee owns the best record in baseball at 74-44. Braves edge the Yankees 2-1 in 10. Phillies clipped the Blue Jays 7-6 in 12 innings. Kyle Schwarber hit his 34th and 35th dingers to tie for the league lead. Diamondbacks doubled up the Dodgers 4-2 to capture the season series against LA for the first time in 8 years. Padres pasted the Astros 7-2. Austin Hayes, just signed earlier in the day as a free agent, belted a pinch-hit two-run tater in his first San Diego at-bat, one of four for the Dads on the day. Pete Alonso had two of the Orioles' four long balls in their 10-5 win over the Rangers.
I mean, defense, offense, I mean both sides of the ball, we did really well today, and that's what we need to do. We need to play good baseball, quality baseball, and just get after it the way that we did today.
Cubs banged out 18 hits and clobbered the Royals 10-2. White Sox waxed the Guardians 5-3. A's got runs in the 8th and the 9th to shade the Red Sox and take their first series win since June. Mets manhandled the Pirates. Bo Bichette 5-for-5 with 3 RBI. Marlins sailed past the Angels. Cardinals over the Rockies. Nationals completed a sweep of the Reds. And the Tigers got 2 in the top of the 10th to trip the Giants. In golf, Michael Brennan won the Wyndham Championship Sunday, the last tournament before the FedEx Cup playoffs, making the 70-man field for the St. Jude Classic that begins on Thursday. That 70th and final slot went to Jackson Koivun, who 2 months ago was at Auburn. And after just 6 PGA starts, he's in the playoff field. And safe home to Don Nelson, who played in the NBA for 14 years, winning 5 titles with the Celtics, then coached for 31 seasons, winning a then-record 1,335 games with the Bucks, the Warriors, the Mavericks, and the Knicks. Don Nelson was 86 years old. That's Monday Sports.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Act Optical, proudly serving you since 1979. Sunny and cooler, low 90s, clear tonight. Overnight lows in the upper 50s. We'll be in the upper 80s, let's hope, for your Tuesday here in the North County. Then low 80s Wednesday, mid to upper 70s on Thursday and Friday. Saturday, 80, low 80s Sunday and Monday of next week. Today's UV index will be 10, up and down, 6:19 a.m., 7:59 p.m. We were at 58, and your weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical. And remember, they offer quality glasses and frames from infants to adults.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, hoot.
World famous pet alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. They are countywide approved concealed carry training team. All righty, as we check in to see what animals are out there in the highways and byways and get them home safe and sound. Make sure we do that. Saw a bunch of coyotes this weekend in the middle of the afternoon. Maybe getting real thirsty or something else. All right, if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. Chris, you're well-rested, I assume?
Mostly.
You know how to back up a trailer?
No, I don't.
Good, don't bother. All right, so here it is. What percentage of Americans have visited Disneyland or Disney World?
What percentage of Americans have visited Disneyland or Disney World?
Right. You got the Anaheim, then you got Orlando.
So. 75%.
Wow.
Am I doing good again?
Oh, wow. 70%.
Yeah, within the plus or 5% range, so.
Yeah, you've been on a hot streak nailing these things. Man, yeah, 70% of people in, well, at least Americans. Anyway.
I thought we were going to go back to the marriage one, though, because we did, you know, the men, the women. Then we went back to the men for a different question, and we were supposed to do the women for today.
Okay, I got it for tomorrow, then. All right, if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230, or reception at kprl.com. It's that simple. 4.5 minutes away from 7 here at The Right Choice. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles in Templeton, and of course the One Diner Diner. You're qualified for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. Okay, I need to know what this is. I need to know what this is. It stands for something. And it represents the nation's birth, growth, development, and preservation. What am I referring to? Okay. The nation's birth, growth, development, and preservation. What is it? What is it? I don't know what percentage of people in the United States have gone to this place. I have no idea. I'm guessing it's not 70%, though. So what am I referring to? Because it ties in with today in history. This was dedicated on this day in 1927. However, it was completed in 1941. Again, so it was dedicated and then work began in 1927 on this day. All right. So here it is. Represents the nation's birth, growth, development, and preservation. That's four. Think about that's your hint. Four. All right. To the phone line. We go. Hi, good morning.
Mount Rushmore.
Yes, Mount Rushmore. Sir, have you ever been to Mount Rushmore?
Oh, sure.
What did you think first time you saw it?
Oh, you know, we climbed up to the, almost halfway up to the top of it.
You're not allowed to climb that thing, are you?
Then there was a little bit of a speaker telling us to get down, so we got off of it.
Oh, well, they didn't take you into the Hoos Cow, huh?
No, we all got away.
All right, well, were you impressed by it?
Oh, yeah, it's a beautiful piece of artwork.
Okay. Oh, well, good for you. I'm glad you got to see a little bit of America. Sir, may I have your name, please?
Dick Ogram.
Dick Ogram. All right, sir, we have you down as a qualifier, and you enjoy your day.
Thank you.
All righty. Okay, yeah, it was started the work, and of course, Gutzon, whatever his name is, he died in March of 41, leaving his son to complete the task. And it is 60 foot tall, the heads of the presidents, and of course, I think most of you know who they are.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. The Atascadero City Council will discuss proposed updates to its native tree regulations and its zoning code. New regulations will not require an arborist report for a tree that dies to natural causes, nor an application fee. You can attend tomorrow's meeting in person at 6 or listen right here on KPRL.
A fire broke out on Friday afternoon near the intersection of the 46 and 41 at the Chelam Y. The Antelope Fire has grown to over 2,000 acres and is at about 45% containment. CAL FIRE says the forward progress of the blaze has stopped. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s. It's 58 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off to 101.
George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Theodore Roosevelt, and Abraham Lincoln. And in the future, some have proposed Barack Hussein Obama or maybe even Joe Biden. Two more to go. This hour brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. You simply can't beat their prices on stone, tile, porcelain, granite, quartz, marble, slabs, and still more.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.